Now, Albert Einstein once said, the greatest scientists are artists as well. But is it necessarily true? For the rest of the show, we'll be exploring the creative side to science.
And first up, music. Given the right tools, you can make music from almost anything. Pots and pans, conventional instruments, people have even made whistles out of hollowed out carrots. But what about making music from computer code? Well, one such software, Sonic Pi, was developed by Cambridge University's computer lab to get children into coding. And the creator of Sonic Pi, Sam Aaron, joins us now. Hello.
Hello there.
Tell us a bit about Sonic Pi.
So it's one of a many line of what we call live coding systems. These things have been around for many years. But it's attempting to try and make coding really accessible, really fun, and really engaging by not essentially teaching sorting algorithms, but teaching music and using that as a means of engagement to try and get kids and everyone really making code.
So how does it work?
Well, it's very simple. You write some text, you press the run button, and if the text is correct, the computer does some interesting sounds, hopefully.
And do you have to be a coding genius to be able to use this?
Well, I think that you don't have to be a genius to do anything. I think you just need to... I think it's really important that you have an open mind and you're interested and you just have a go and you're happy to take risks. And you're happy also to realise that the first things you do aren't going to be the best thing ever. But if you pick up a violin for the first time, it's not going to sound beautiful. It takes many years to practice and hone those sounds.
My mother would seriously attest to that with my music instrument playing. Can you give us a couple of very basic examples of commands, coding commands that translate into musical sound? So how do you change the pitch?
For example, so the simplest command is play, and that's to play a different note, and the number you choose is the pitch. So a higher number will result in a higher pitch, and a lower number, a lower pitch.
So can you take us through how it works? Maybe give us some code.
Very, very simply, yes. So you download this thing called Sonic Pi. It's free, it runs on Mac, Windows, and a Raspberry Pi computer. It opens up and with a very simple interface. It's a blank screen, you put some text inside. And the first piece of text you can write, the simplest thing, is the word play, to have some fun, and a number. In this case, I'm going to write play 60. And then higher numbers produce higher notes, and lower numbers, lower notes. And at this point, we can make any note, any pitch. And if you write two calls to play, you get chords. And if you run play, then sleep, you can make a melody. Now, that's very simple, but we have the basic of Western notation here. We can play any note and any time. So we can essentially play any melody, any Daft Punk, any Mozart with these two commands. And the cool thing is, children do.
Well, some of the naked scientists have actually had a go at Sonic Pi, and we spent a couple of hours seeing what we could come up with, and we thought you could judge our efforts maybe, Sam.
Fabulous.
Right, so let's hear the first one. Quite understated, that one. That was by the good Katie Haler. Katie made that.
Yep.
And next we have this one.
Definitely more lyrical and beautiful than mine, I've got to say.
And that was by Lewis Thompson, who is in a band, so maybe that's why.
Right.
And finally, we have the piece de resistance. Very skillful with the little record scratches there. Sam, what are your thoughts on them then?
Well, they're all wonderful, and it's lovely to see that. I assume none of you had played with Sonic Pi before much. So
could you tell?
No, I'm just guessing that. No, not at all. But I mean, my skill would be, well, not even to look at the music from an aesthetic perspective, but to look at the code and to see what kind of code structures you used and to see what amenability the code has for other kind of modifications.
Okay, so who was the most inventive? So let's park our efforts to the Naked Scientist office and talk about kids, because Sonic Pi was designed to help kids get into coding, is that right? So how is it being used in schools?
Absolutely. I mean, its first rendition was to focus particularly on the new computer science curriculum that UK introduced a few years ago. The schemes of work that were created had crazy titles like Have Fun with Sorting, you know, and Give Binary a Try, which are supposed to sort of excite children into making computer code be interesting. And I don't think it worked. So I think that the music aspect, it provides a motivational force for the children to actually do some programming. So they don't realise they're programming. They think they're making music, but actually they're coding. And this system's been used all around the world to teach basic computer science and computational thinking. And it's really a great way to get started because it has such a low barrier to entry.
So if you're going to start coding, is it better to do that when you're younger? Because it's like learning a language.
I think it's best to do it when you have an open mind. And typically children often have a very open, very experimental minds, and they're happy to take risks.
What kind of music, though, have people made with this?
A whole range of different things. So I make my own weird dance music, but I've heard pieces of music from Baroque classical music to opera to Indian tabla style music to even rock music.
Is there anything that you can play us?
I can play you some crazy dance music if that's that's what you want. So let's get something going.
Oh, amazing stuff. Sam, Aaron, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much. And if you want to give Sonic Pi a go yourselves, the web address is sonic-pi.net.